kicks back out. Kind of working a lot of high-low action right now as Pittsville's in their road purples with white and yellow trim. Port Edwards in their home whites with orange and black trim. Big three put up, rimmed out again. Both teams have a three rim out, and Port is back on the attack. Beck with it. Passing around the perimeter and the right side corner, the near side corner, according to Randy and I, is Eric Mock. Pass back out to Tranel, who is at the top of the key. Down low, Hewitt. Pass down low to Parker, who can't quite handle it, and he travels. And there's your first turnover of the game for Port Edwards. So we've got a turnover, still scoreless. 16:49 left to go in the opening half.
That's one of those situations where you kind of thought maybe you should have taken it to the basket. Always teach the kids, when you're that close, don't go back out, right?
Yes. Well, now they're going back in, down in the mix, in the paint. Watch out for a three-second rule. There was none. Big three on the way. Big three connected on by Braden Friday. And Pittsville with your 3-0 lead, 16.5 to go in the opening half. So that was a nice shot for the big man from Pittsville. A big three for Brendan Beck, and he hits one. He even sings up, 3-3. And that's 16:15 left to go in the first half. Try to give you as best a picture as I can of this game, along with Randy, offering his professional expertise. And down low, Hardiner off the glass, count it. Hardiner gets his first basket of the night, and Pittsville's back up 5-3. It's just under 16 minutes to go. Tranel now, three bomb on the way from the wing, a little short and off the mark, off the bottom of the backboard, pulled down by Zickert. Zickert with it, top of the key, moving a little bit to his right, faked a pass to the left, then Friday on the other side. Friday did not play in the last game, if I remember correctly. He's not a face I recognize. They had a couple other guys in there. Dalton Dar was one of them, and he passes down low, can't get, no one can really get possession of the ball, and Friday's back with it. Friday, pass across. Zickert down low. They got that to Dawson Luther. Luther, skip pass over to Friday. Friday stops, goes, takes it to the rack, and there's a foul coming up on Logan Parker, and that will be a shooting foul, so two coming the way of number 23, Braden Friday. First foul of the game, first one on Parker. As do a couple little things with the book. Shot is up off the front of the rim, goes to the back, and falls off. No good. So 0-for-1 tonight in the first try, so he gets a second. Spin the ball in his hand, bend the knee, shot up, nothing but net. So he counts that one, and now it's a 6-3 advantage for Pittsville. 15:10 to go. Port on the attack, Beck with it. Down low to Hewitt, kick out. Mock thought about a three, stop. Took a dribble, stop. Underhand pass to Hewitt. Then we got Tranel along the baseline, stop. Kicked out to Beck. Beck three, bomb on the way, air balls it. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers. Friday, that is, on the attack. Friday, pass over to Zickert. Zickert over to Luther. Luther, skip pass. Back, couple bounce passes on the right side. Pass down low, thought about it. Stop. There's Hardiner, floater off the glass, count it. There's his second basket, and we've got an 8-3 Pittsville lead here, 14:30 to go. Port not really getting the opportunities that they had in the previous matchup, not playing quite as fast of a game, which I think the speed of the game's really dictated right now and actually benefits Pittsville, because Port can play a slower game, but they tend to play a real fast style game. So if it stays slow, that's going to benefit a little bit more for the Panthers. As ball gets down low to Parker, he tries off the glass, no good. Rebounded again by Hardiner, and the Panthers are on the attack. 8-3, just under 14 minutes to go. Three bomb on the way by Friday. A little wide of the mark off the front of the rim, pulled down by Hewitt. Hewitt and Beck on the right side. Beck on the right side, pass back to Hewitt on the and goes to Tranel around Mock. They worked around the horn, thought about a three was Mock, and he thought better of it, pulled back down, and Beck with the ball. Just 13.5 to go. Ball being passed around. Mock thought about another three, passed over to Beck. Beck kind of jab steps in, pull back, Tranel, Mock, down low to Parker. Parker off the glass, count it. First points for the Port big man, and it's an 8-3 game now. Pittsville with the advantage, 13-15 to go, as Port kind of thinking about a little 2-3 zone. Don't really get too aggressive with it. Pittsville, ball down low. Hardiner stops, spins around, tries to get another extra pass. No good. Passed way outside. Three bomb on the way. Three bomb connected by Ben Friday. And that is good. And now it's an 11-5 score. Pittsville advantage. 12:45 to go. Port about to make some substitutions. Tranel with the ball. Stops. Kick out to Mock. Mock thought about a three. Stop. Pick it up. Pass back out to Hewitt. Hayden Hewitt skip pass across the way to Tranel. Skips back over to Beck. Beck left side. Big three on the way. Nothing but net. You can score that one. Two big threes in the first half to this point in the game for the junior. And now it's an 11-8 game. Pittsville lead. 12:20 to go. Pittsville back on offense. Hardiner down low. Over Parker. Off the glass. Count it. Nice soft hook shot. He gets the job done. And now it's a 13-8. Pittsville lead, 12 minutes to go. Beck gets the ball over the timeline, real deliberate with their offensive setup. Looking around, it's kind of a 3-2 setup, but on the offensive side, and there's a turnover, second one, down low, it's between Mock's legs, picked up by the Panthers. Hardiner with it, stops, backs up, thought about passing to his left. Friday with it to Zickert. Zickert stops, over to Luther, stop at the top of the key. Pass on over to the older Friday. He's three on the way, and you can count that one. That's his second three. 16-8, Panther lead, 11:30. And there's a 30-second timeout, and we'll take one, too. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
All right, back here, 11.5 to go in the first half. Excuse me, Kastner Gymnasium in Pittsville holding a 16-8 lead so far. Really, Randy, what are you seeing?
You know, we're talking like you were saying, really makes a difference when Port Edwards can get out on the run and get their three guards going, Beck, Mock, and Tranel, but you hit those shots, it's tough to be able to get out on the fly when they're hitting the three bombs, and they've done three of those already, and now they got to push on the first foul going to be called on the Panthers.
Yeah, that's Braden Friday, big man down low. He gets a little too physical with Brandon Beck. He gets passed a couple passes in there as pass goes around the key. Coming into the game is Max Michaels and Tyler Martinson. Out goes Parker and Mock, I believe. They're both out. And taking it to the rack was Brandon Beck. So he gets another basket. That's his first two-pointer of the game. And Port is now trailing 16-10 with 10:50 to go.
Brendan, 8 of the 10 points for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, so he's doing well and getting on the attack for the Panthers as they need some. Couple substitutions in there. In comes Dalton Darr. Down low, Braden Friday. Little hook shot. No good. Bounced about four times inside that cylinder and popped back out. Port with the rebound and on the attack. Tranel stops. Pass over to Max Michaels. Michaels can really fly from three range, as can Beck. Pass around on the perimeters. They're playing kind of a 2-3 offensive attack there instead of a 3-2 that they were playing momentarily. Now, Matt Michaels with a pass over to Tranel. Tranel takes a cut through the lane. Off the glass, no good. Pulled down by Zickert. Zickert and the Panthers back on the attack. 10 minutes to go in the first half. 16-10, Panther lead. As the ball's being passed around, Braden Friday. And he smokes it out just about right down straight on. And that is his third three of the game, and it's a 19-10 Panther advantage. Passing around is Port, back with it, near side. He's almost double-teamed. Pass back out Michaels from Tranel. Michaels with it. Thought about going left. Goes right. Martinson out there at the top. Pass down low to Hewitt. His teammates call him Huey, so I might do that from time to time, too. Big three on the way by Michaels, and it counts. I said he could throw up a good three from time to time, and he connects there, and that's 19-13. Pittsville lead. And that's 9:20 to go in the first half. Panthers back on the attack. Looks like Mock's getting ready to come back in. We'll see who he substitutes in for Port as the Panthers are on the attack. Derek Grossman with it. Pass on over to Hardiner. Stops in the lane. Down low to Dalton Darr. He gets rejected, but it is a foul. Going to be on Hewitt over the back. So there will be two coming the way of the sophomore, Dalton Darr.
Yeah, that was one of those situations, Michael, where he kind of came down pretty hard. I think if he just stays up on top, he gets away with it, but came down a little bit hard and they called him for the foul.
Well, that one worked out for Darr as it hit the front of the rim and scooted on over. So he's got 1 point and Pittsville's up 20-13. If that was a football score, no worries. And it's that early enough that I'm not too worried in a basketball game either. Second shot coming the way. Big bend of the knees. Shot up. Nothing but net. Count them. Both. And it's now a 21-13 Pittsville lead. Just under 9 minutes to go in the first half. Mock with the ball on the far side. Stops. Nearly a big travel as Michaels almost drug that back foot. He did not. We play on. Michaels with it. Thought about a shot. Pass down low is Beck. Down to Parker. Parker comes around baseline. Big three on the way by Mock. No good. Ball being tipped around. Michaels comes back with it. Port resets. It is Beck, top of the key. Between the Blackhawk logo and the free throw circle. And now Port trying to set up an offense. Working a little high-low there on the side. Beck with it. Pass over to Michaels on the left side. Big three. Thought about it for a second for Beck. He passes back out of it. Down low goes Michaels to Mock, and he gets it. 2 points for Mock, his first basket, and it's 21-15, Pittsville lead. Just under 8 minutes to go. Back on the attack are the Panthers. Ball being passed around. A couple different faces in there at the moment. Didn't see them come in. Dawson Luther with it. Pass over to Hardiner. Hardiner with it. Stop, pop, and it counts. Coach Beck looking for a little bit of a push off, and I can see what he is getting at, but let him play on there. And it's 23-15 advantage for the Panthers here. 7.5 to go in the first half. This game is really being, the pace of it's really being dictated by the team in purple and gold, and they tried to get the ball down low to Parker, and he just gets it ripped out of his hands, and there's a foul called, and that will be his second on the turnover. That is Port's third by my count. And there is his second, Port's third. The big man's going to be taking a seat. He's actually staying in. They're swapping out Michaels and Martinson, and they're putting in Orheim. And I think Mock came back in. Now Panthers back on the attack. Hardiner, big three on the way. Off the back bracket, pulled down by Parker. On the attack are the Blackhawks. Pass over to Beck. Thought about three, thought different of it. Over to Orheim. Orheim, heck of a ball player. In baseball, that is. Down low to Parker. He goes for an easy layup, gets his own rebound, but then there's a foul coming on the shot. So Panthers going to be getting their second foul. That's going to be the first on Ben Friday. And there's two coming to Logan Parker.
I think that was very similar to what we saw on the other end. Had he not come down so hard on it, they'd probably call it a block, but they're not going to give him the shots either, are they?
I guess not. I thought they were going to because I thought that was on the shot. I mean, you thought so too.
Obviously.
But evidently, we think wrong. But either way, Port still with the ball. Big three on the attempt by Beck and count it. Way downtown. High arcing shot. And it's 23-18 now. Pittsville lead. 6:45 to go. Heck of a shot there. Got to quick erase my free throw on my stat sheet so I don't get confused any more than I already am. Runner in the lane. That runner is by Ben Friday of Pittsville. No good. Rebound coming back to Port. Port on the attack. Tranel, little scoop and alley-oop, and he scores. Tranel's first points of the game, and we've got a timeout coming for Pittsville. It's going to be a 30. We'll take one, too. Keep listening here, 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Randy Orton just talked about this game gets a little bit faster paced. It might bode well for the Panther, for the Blackhawks. And boy, were we right on that just last little transition there.
Yeah, you get Tranel in transition. And we saw him up at Northland Lutheran put in over 30 points that night, and that was from his transition game.
Well, now back on the attack here. The Panthers on the outside. That's Braden Friday to Ben Friday. Zickert just hands it on off to Hardiner, poke from behind. That's a turnover. First one of the night on the Panthers. Up on the attack is Beck. Count it. Leia went up to the rack. No fouls. Now it's a 23-22 Pittsville lead. Just 5:45 to go. 1-point lead, a double-digit lead. And now it's a 1-point lead. So we'll get to see some excitement here as the first half comes to an end in 5 minutes, just under 40 seconds. Three on the way by Hardiner. Short off the basket, off the front of the rim. And on the attack is Port. Beck, three from the wing. Little short, pulled down by Hardiner. And he gets fouled on the play by Tranel. So just going to be Tranel's first foul, Port's third. I believe that's their third. If it's fourth. All right, I missed one then. My apologies. But now it's going to be a possession going the way of Pittsville.
Got two on Parker, one on Hewitt, and one on Tranel.
Yep, I missed the one on Hewitt. My apologies there is Pittsville.
Well, it's better having two people sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Pittsville on the attack. Dawson Luther with a – he's getting hounded by Carson Orheim. He has to pass back out to Ben Friday. Ben Friday with it. He almost gets pass intercepted there by the Panthers. And now he passes to his left, and I don't see anybody there, and he didn't either. Nobody saw one there, and that's another turnover by Pittsville. That's two quick turnovers, and I've got them for two. I've got Port for three, so pretty clean game being played so far.
They really turned up the defensive pressure, did Port Edwards, on that defensive series, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh, absolutely. I hear that, Randy. They really did. Now Port's on the attack. Quick swing pass over to Orheim, who's in the right wing, as Port is attacking from left to right. Stop pat underneath a layup attempt there, underhanded there by Tranel. He can't get it fall. Rebound to Hardiner. Hardiner gets in the paint, and he just off the glass. Just a real nice touch, and that's his 10th point of the game, and it's a 25-22 Panther advantage over the Blackhawks. 4:30 to go. Port still kind of working things over. Mock with it. Pass over to Orheim. Orheim top of the key. Three it was thought about it by Mock, and he thinks different. Pulls back. Stops. Pass down low. Pass to Tranel, down low to Hewitt, back on out to Orheim. Three ball on the way by Orheim, rims out. That was halfway down and rims out. Panthers on the attack. Here's Luther. He stops right on the edge of the paint, and Luther gets it to fall, and that's in his first points, and it's a 27-22 Panther lead. Even though the game has picked up speed, Panthers have taken back control, and there's a three on the way by Beck. And it's no good. Rebound popped around, pulled down by Hewitt, and he's off the glass and count it. His first basket of the night, and it's a 27-24 Pittsville advantage, 3.5 to go. Back on the attack is Pittsville. Stop, little hook shot there by Ben Friday. No good, pulled down by Hewitt. Pass on over to Beck, and we're in business for Port. Stop, pass out to Orheim from the left side. A little short, crawled across the rim. And now it's caught by Tranel. He tries to save it, bounce it off the legs of a Panther. Not going to work. They work up the court, and that's from Ben Friday to Zickert. Zickert with his first points of the game, and now we're to a 29-24 Pittsville advantage, just under 3 minutes to go. Mock on the far side, looking for somewhere to go with it. Stops, goes to his left, or goes to his right, excuse me. Stops, now it's a bunch of passes around. Get down low to Mock, who bounces twice off the rim and can't get it to fall. Rebound pulled down by Ben Friday of the Panthers. Passed on over to Dawson Luther, and the Panthers are back in business. Luther with it. Stop, pass back outside to Braden Friday. Big three on the way That three was by Ben Friday and not good. Pulled down by Port. Back on the attack is Port. Tranel with it on the right side, kind of getting his teammates in position. Beck, cutter through the lane, off the glass, count it. Another big shot there by Beck, 29-26. Panther lead.
15 points now for Brendan.
Yeah, that's huge. He's going to have to really keep going at that clip. Keep Port in this game. It's one possession game, though. 2 minutes to go. 29-26 lead for Pittsville. Down low, Hardiner over to Friday. Pass outside to Zickert. Braden Friday with it now. Got to remember there's two Fridays out there. On a Friday, so there's three involved today. Oh, that was almost a carry there by Luther. He stops, kicks back out. Braden Friday over to Ben Friday. Braden with it. Stops, free throw line, little soft touch, no good. Bounces around the rim, the inside part of the rim, about four times. Pulled down by Orheim. Josh Tranel down low, no-look pass to Hewitt. He's got it, and he's getting harassed, and he gets a foul. Not on him, but a foul is coming the way of Jacob Hardiner, his first, Panthers third, and it will be an inbound pass underneath the basket with some substitutions coming in. Mock and Orheim go out. Michaels and Martinson come in.
The M&M boys.
That's right. I never thought of it that way. That works. Inbound pass to Tranel on the left side. No good. Ball's being fought over. Michaels gets a rebound. Tranel goes up. He gets fouled, and he's going to the line for two. That foul's coming up. And looking at that, it's on Ben Friday, his second. First free throw. Caught a slight little bend of the knees. Little bounce. Shot is up and count it. So that's good. 29-27 game at the moment. 1:24 to go in the first half.
Dalton Darr back in the game for Ben Friday for the Panthers.
Another little shot up on the way, and you can count that one too. It's back to a one-point game, 29-28. Pittsville lead, 1:30 to go. Inbounds pass, a little bit of token pressure. Not too crazy there. Beck up against, I think that's Luther. Dalton Darr with it. Pass away to Braden Friday. Braden Friday, three bomb on the way. Count it, nothing but net. Really good shot for the Pittsville big man. And it's back to a 32-28 Panther advantage.
His fourth three ball already of the night.
He's having a great night for the big man, for any big man, really, with a three-point shot with that. Michaels with it on the near side. Down low to Martinson, off the glass. Can't get it fall. Darr gets it kicked out. Zickert on the attack. Zickert stops. Pass back out. Friday. Pass back on over to Hardiner. Hardiner stops. Stops. Pins. Spins. Up off the back bracket, no good. Rebound pulled down by Michaels. Michaels played bigger than he was because he's going up against Dalton Darr, and Darr's probably got about 6-inch height advantage not to go that way. And then there's Tranel cutting through the lane, and he hits the court, and it's last touched by the Panthers. 26.6 seconds left. Really entertaining seeing him cut through the...
Got that thing partially blocked. The ball went out of bounds off Pittsville.
It was pretty humorous to watch as Michael's there with a big three. No good. Pulled down by Hewitt. Hewitt off the glass. Count it. And that's another basket for Hewitt. 32-30. Pittsville lead. 13 seconds to go. They're playing for one shot, I would assume. Dalton Darr with a pass. He passes down to Hardiner. Hardiner stops. Spin. He's trying to pass back out, and he's getting called for a travel with 3.7 seconds to go. So we'll see what Port can do. They're probably just going to let him travel, or not travel, but go down the length of the court. Michaels pass up to Tranel. Tranel with it. Crosses half court, stops, pop, three on the way, short, off the front of the off the basket, and there's your buzzer. And that is halftime. At halftime, we have a 32-30. Pittsville lead over the Port Orders Blackhawks. Mr. Randy Paul and I are going to tally up a couple numbers and let you listen to a couple tunes in here before we get back to the action. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Weekends were made for Country Legends 24-7, 105.5 FM.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. A
door and turn the lights down low, and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry, we can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. The door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Welcome back to beautiful Kastner Gymnasium as we are about a minute and 40 seconds away from the beginning of the second half between the Pittsville Panthers and Port Edwards Blackhawks. Boys basketball action, and we got a good one. Pittsville holding a 32-30 advantage as the first half really was kind of a tale of two styles. When it was a slower pace, Pittsville really controlled things. Once that speed started to go a little quicker and quicker, the Blackhawks flew back into the action.
Yeah, you know, you look at the guards for Port Edwards, and they'd like to push it up and down the court, but when they keep splashing down threes, the Panthers, it makes it awful difficult to get into a running game. And Panthers did a good job of that, keeping the pace down, and that's the type of pace that, from what we've seen, they want to play.
Right, and you talked about that too. Braden Friday, he averages how many points?
8.9.
Yeah, and he's got 13 to lead the Panthers. Braden Friday, 13. Jacob Hardinger, 10. Logan Zickert, 2. Ben Friday, 3. Dawson Luther, 2. And Dalton Darr with 2. On the Port Edwards side, though, however, their offense, they've got a lot of players that can score, but primarily their attack is led by junior Brandon Beck, and he's making things go. He's got 15. Eric Mock with 2. Josh Trennell, 4. Hayden Hewitt with 4. Logan Parker with 2, and Max Michaels with 3. So it's going to see who really imposes their will here to start the second half and as we get to the conclusion of this game.
Josh Trannell averages 15 points a ball game, got four in that first half. So just, again, controlling that tempo has really controlled him. But and Beck having a good ball game, too. 15, he averages 17 on the year. So he's almost at his average already as well.
That's right. So, I mean, it's we're right in the midst of a good one in CWC play. Only one more game in conference play left for the Blackhawks, and just one left after tonight for the Panthers. As Panthers inbound that ball, almost a turnover there as Hardiner gathers it from an inbound from Zickert. Hardiner pass over to Dawson. As we're looking at it, the Panthers are going from left to right, wearing their home whites, or home purples, excuse me, as a three is let loose there from the near side by Ben Friday. No good. Pulled down by the Blackhawks. Blackhawks, Port. They're moving from our right to the left, wearing their home whites with orange numbers, letters, and some black trim. Down low, Parker to Hewitt. Count it. Hewitt with his first points of the second half. And now we've got a tie ball game, 32-32, 17-20 left to go in regulation. As Pittsville starts to set up their attack, still going a little slow. Braden Friday pass on over to Luther, back to Braden. As they work down low, a little runner jump shot does not fall for Braden Friday as Port gets a rebound, and they are back on the attack. Hewitt pass out to Trannell. Trannell down low to Parker. Spin off the glass and rim and count it for Parker. It's a quick 4-0 run for the Blackhawks to start the second half. 34. This is their first lead of the game, actually, by my count here. So 34-32, three bomb on the way, put up by Ben Friday. No good. Rebound back to Port. 16:40 to go. Hewitt with it. Stops. Goes, fakes right. Goes left to Mock. Mock. Pass across to Trannell. Beck feeds a big man Parker down low. Kick back out to Beck. Trannell thought about going left. Stop. Pass down. Bounce pass. Low to Parker. Count it again. Getting the big man some action there. And there's a 30-second timeout coming the way of Pittsville. We're going to keep it right here for a second and do our read here, as we want to say a special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. They're doing a good job if they've been around since 1970, by my estimation. But either way, Randy and I and the whole WIRI staff sincerely appreciate the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners.
Doing a little work on Dawson Luther's nose. He might have caught a little something that he's got a little blood there that they're cleaning up for him.
That's cheap rhinoplasty.
And they're getting it off the floor as well. I know what they talked about at halftime. Let's work it side to side and get a load of Logan Parker. He's got the size advantage, and they've done that twice already and gotten 4 points for Logan here in second half and taking the four-point lead.
Well, that's one thing, Randy. Me and you have talked about this over the years, and this isn't just a this-year conversation. This is we've known each other for a long time. We've had this conversation several times. You got Wisconsin Rapids and Assumption, big-town Wisconsin Rapids, you know, comparatively so to Port Edwards and Nakusa. But Nakusa doesn't have a lot of height. Lincoln doesn't have a lot of height. Assumption has a lot of height. Port Edwards, you got Logan Parker, 6'7", Bryce Baumgart, 6'6". Where can Rapids find this height? But either way, game begins again. Little shot up in the paint there by Braden Friday. Can't get it to fall. Rebound to Port. Port transitioning on the attack. Hewitt on the far side. Passes to Trannell. Trannell to Beck on the near side. Three on the way. No good. A little long. Crawled over the rim. And it is pulled down by Hardiner. And the Panthers are back into this attacking zone. 36-32. Port Edwards lead.
We'll poke check away. Put up a little runner that time. Didn't fall for Hardiner. Here come the Blackhawks.
That's right. And Trannell, he takes it to the rack. And he gets it to fall. I don't know how that fell, but it did. And Port will take it as they're on a little 8-0 run. 38-32, Port lead, 15-15 to go in regulation. Braden Friday with it. Stop, pass back on over to Hardiner. Hardiner to Zickert, top of the key. Pass to Ben Friday, back over to Braden Friday. Going to his left. Stop, gets a little harassment there at the just outside the three-point line. Ben Friday passes it. That was Luther, excuse me. He passes on out to Hardiner. Back on outside as Panthers are struggling to get the ball down low. A little haphazard shot. put up there by Ben Friday, pulled down by Hewitt. Port back on the tack. Mock with it, stops, pass out to Beck. He thought about a three, he's still thinking about it as Panthers play a little bit of distance. Not real, they're challenging, say, hey, shoot the three, good luck. Haven't hit too well tonight. Quick pass down low to Tranel, and he gets it swatted right out of his hands by Zickert. Last touch by the Panthers. Pittsville does not get the ball that time as there's last touch by them. So now it's Port Edwards leading 38-32, 14:30 to go.
Speaking of the 6'6", Baumgarten checks into the ball game here. First time tonight we see him along with Mr. Martinson.
And inbound over to Tranel. Pass over to Martinson. Martinson kind of being a decoy out there, trying to draw a double team. Pittsville doesn't fall for it. No look pass to Hewitt at the free throw line. Stops. He goes, takes it to the rack. Off the glass and good. Great decision there by Hewitt because they started to separate for a double team. They thought Beck was going to get it. And that's now it's a 40-32 Pittsville advantage. And there's your first turnover of the half there for Pittsville. They only had three in the first half, so they've got one now. And Port is on the attack. Again, it's 40-32, Port lead, 13:50 to go. Beck with it along the baseline, stop, spin, pivot back out, kick back out to Baumgart. Nice light touch, and Baumgart gets his first basket of the game. And we've got a timeout coming, and it's a full one. We'll take one, too. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mankey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mankey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mankey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon.
She now, after Valentine's Day, hopefully you're able to give your significant other a good dinner and some flowers or that tool they were looking for. I don't know. Whatever you did, I hope it was good. Hope everyone had a good day that day. I know I did. I hope Randy did.
Awesome.
It was a good day. That was a good time. Great dinner and good movie and just call it a night. Just another day, really, but... Don't say the significant other, right?
We got together with some friends. It was nice.
That's what it's all about. And is Pittsville on the attack and bounces around off the rim. Loose ball pulled in by Martinson. Looked more like a football scrum, which would fit Martinson just fine. Very tough young man on the gridiron. Has a couple CWC awards and 8-player football. Came his way throughout his career. And Port now just playing a little back and forth catch as they're on a quite a bit of run here to start the second half. Tranel with a thought about a three, stop, backed out of it, stop, pass down low to Hewitt. Hewitt, light touch, Hewitt, count it. 6 points in the second half for Hewitt, and it's now a 44-32 Port lead with 12:40 to go in the game.
14-0 run to start the half.
That's huge, and the big thing is they're playing that slower pace, but they're getting their big men down low utilized as there is a jump ball, and that is a turnover coming the way of Pittsville. Port Edwards ball as they flip, as the possession arrow will be flipped here on that turnover. Now here we go, inbounds from Martinson to Beck, just taking some light steps there. 2-3 zone being played by the Panthers. No press as they're just set up in the defensive zone. Baumgart down low, passed outside to Tranel. Tranel pass across the way, over to Beck. Beck stop, back over to Tranel. Martinson down low to Baumgart, who can't hold it cleanly. Back out to Beck. Tranel back. Three bomb on the way. Off the front iron. Ball's being fought over. Ball's loose down there. Hewitt with it. And there's a timeout called. 30-second timeout. Port retains possession. That's huge play down low, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah, they're battling for it. I'm waiting for the jump ball signal, and all of a sudden, quickly, coach calls a timeout and saved the ball and saved the possession, and Port will have it as we come out of the timeout. We played almost 6 minutes here, and it's a 14-0 tear for Port Edwards, and that's just, like we said, they weren't in the locker room real long, and I think they just said, let's work it around. Let's not just take the threes, and let's side to side get it down low, and it's been very effective for them.
Yeah, they're saying we've got the height advantage. We've got the, I wouldn't say physicality advantage. I think that's a pretty even split, but we've got the height advantage, and our boys, they play big and bigger than what they are. We saw little Max Michaels come through and steal a rebound out of Dalton Dar's hands. He's got him beat by a good 6 inches of height, so it's kind of neat to see how that goes and the way that Port's playing. But looking at things coming up here, Andy, we were talking about the playoffs starting. Next games that we know that we're going to be bringing is going to be playoff action coming a week from tonight, actually, if I remember right. And it's going to be Assumption, more than likely, Assumption Royals girls basketball. Because remember, they start their playoff run, and that's Tuesday when they host the Port Edwards girls. And if that goes according to seed, with the Royal Lady Royals being the one seed and the Blackhawks being the 16, if it goes according to seed, it could. Well, there's a reason why they put it that way. It would be the Royals hosting either the 8 seed Fall River or the 9 seed Central Wisconsin Christian. And we'll be bringing that game to you here on 105.5 WRI.
Pirates of Fall River. Yep. Pretty darn good. That would be a good ball game.
Yeah, it is. Good basketball played over that way, but there's a good game here. 3 on the way, and goodbye, Tranel. First 3 of the night for him. And it is now 47-32, Port lead. That lead keeps growing, 11.5 to go. Braden Friday with a pass back out to Luther. Luther, he's getting hounded a little bit there by Martinson. He loses control, and he hits his nose on his teammate's kneecap. Last touch by the Panthers. He's already got a bloody nose, and he takes that faceplant into his friend's knee, his teammate's knee, and that can't be fun at all.
Eric Mock back into the ballgame along with Max Michaels and Carson Orheim for Port Edwards, who are now on a 17-0 run.
Oof. That's the second half that they really wanted. Yeah, I mean, you had talked about runs. You had talked about the girls' game before. It was a 32-0 run for Pittsville to start that game before Port got their first basket with 10 seconds left in the first half. So a lot of big runs being put on in this court tonight here at Kastner Gymnasium. Beck with it. Takes down low, spin. Pass low to Tranel. He can't get it fall. Rebound Pittsville. And they're on their attack as Mock fouls them at the half-court logo. So there's a foul coming to Mock, his first of the game and first of the second half for either team. Very clean game being played. So that's impressive. This has just been a very entertaining game. As Zickert with the ball now. Zickert gets around, gets through the lane, and he gets pushed on the shot. Or are they calling it no shot? They're not calling it a shot, so we're going to be no. And there will be no free throws coming their way. That foul coming up on Max Michaels. His first, 2 quick fouls by Port here. And Zickert off the rim, bounced off, no good. Pulled down by Port. Michaels with a quick tic-tac-toe pass. Pass back out to Mock. Mock 3 bomb on the way, a little near, a little short. And that ball is poked out of bounds by Tranel. Pittsville ball, and will be inbounded by Dawson Luther. Real quick pass from, that was a touchdown pass, all the way down to Michaels, who passed it down low to Beck, and he couldn't put anything up because the Panthers were able to collapse on defense quick enough. And that's how we are sitting right now. 47-32 lead for Pittsville with 10.5 to go.
And Friday checking back into the game for the Panthers as well during that change of
and
possession.
There's a big block shot there by Mock. Scooped up by Beck. He stops, hands off to Orheim. He goes to pass back out, but he keeps his feet shoveling. First turnover of the half. Fourth overall for the Blackhawks. 10:20 to go in regulation, 47-32. Pittsville cannot get a basket to fall at all in the first about eight minutes to play in the second half. They've got to get something going before things start to get a little out of hand. Little pressure applied by Beck over Zickert. Luther with it. still getting a little bit of pressure as Beck is really just standing up there strong. Stop, Hardiner, he has to kick it back out. Three bomb on the way by Ben Friday, too short. Pulled up, rebound by Michaels, passed out to Beck. Beck stops, spins around, back to Michaels. Pass across the way over to Mock, who's looking for somewhere to go and ends up back to Beck. Beck with it, looking around. Really nice March Madness feel. This is a packed gym. A lot of purple and gold, a lot of orange and black. Wonderful to see at a high school game. Very, very good fan following by both these schools. Michaels with it, stops, pass down low to Mock. Mock spins up off the rim, a little too strong, pulled down there by Ben Friday. Pass to Zickert, back to Luther. Luther on the dribble, on the attack, slow the game down a little bit, goes to his left, goes through, runner through the lane, off the backboard, no, pulled down by Parker, who's having a hard time corralling it, pass up to Beck, and we're 9 minutes away from the end of the contest. Beck passed up to Orheim. Orheim back over to Beck. Beck to Michaels. Michaels looking for some place to go with it. Back to Orheim. And we're on the way. Back down low to Parker. Parker off the glass. Off the mark. Pulled down by Dalton Darr. And Pittsville is back in business. 47-32. 8:45 to go in regulation. Pass on the far side. Darr. Pass back out to Hardiner. Hardiner three on the way. No good. Rims out. They can't buy a basket, Randy.
Just can't get off the Schneid in half, too.
That's tough. I mean, they're playing good ball. They're playing good defense. They just can't get anything to fall. As up comes back, he's got it, getting a little bit of pressure. And it's being kind of a 2-3 zone. Looks more of a man to me as Michaels, near side, three bomb on the way. Off the mark, bounce off the rim, off the top of the backboard, no whistle. Rebound comes the way of Pittsville. Dawson Luther with it, and he crosses the timeline. Little pressure there by Beck, and there's a whistle. And that's going to be coming on, I believe.
It's going to be on Brendan, I believe.
Yep, it's on Beck. His first of the game, third of the half. So we've got a stoppage there. A couple substitutions come in. Mock and Orheim go out. And we've still got Hewitt and Tranel in for a report. As we have
Michaels, Beck, and Parker also.
Yep, that's right. So Pittsville had a couple changes as they have the ball. They're on the attack. Zickert with it. Darr now at the top of the wheel. Ben Friday is going, stops, pass back out. Go now. That's almost a push off there by. Oh man, that was just a good transition play. There's nearly a push off by Hardiner. He turns over the ball right into the arms, awaiting arms of Josh Tranel, and he goes to score, and he goes, scoops it, scores it, and now in the transition, Ben Friday, he tries a big three. It scoops into the rim, scoops out, rebound back the way of Port, and they try to get a little fancy down there along the baseline. Logan Parker can't handle it. He bounces out of bounds, and it is a turnover for Pittsville ball, and it's 7:20 to go, 49-32 lead for the Blackhawks. That's half of this first, or half of the second half, gone. No points there for the Panthers.
Frustrating for Coach and his squad as well.
Yeah, Coach Denniston over there, he's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. Always can trust him to get a good game going, as there is a
almost a steal.
Almost a steal there by Martinson. I was trying to look and get a little closer with my camera to get a little better view of that, and I thought he was going to say last touch by the Panthers as he was reaching for it. It was not. It was last touch by Martinson. Pittsville ball, and that was a wide pass of the mark as Dalton Darr has to use his length to corral it. Zickert with it now on the near side. He goes, throws it up, off the rim, no good. Rebound to Martinson and up to Tranel, and on the attack is Port. He stops, goes to the lane, off the glass, and you can count it. This is starting to get a little one-sided here, ladies and gentlemen. It's 51-32. Port lead, 6:40 to go. Big three on the way by Darr, and count it. First points of the second half, Dalton Darr, 51-35. Port leads, 6.5 to go. So that was quite the scoring drought, Randy.
21-0.
Yeah, big three on the way, big three answer. That's by Tranel. So what they answered, and they answered back. 54-35, Port lead. 6:10 to go. As Ben Friday has it, pass over to Hardiner. Hardiner. Shot from the free throw line. Hits off the back iron, off the front iron, and count it. So now they're starting to get some points, but it's almost too little too late, you wonder about, Randy.
Yeah, down 17 under 6, it's a tough row to hoe.
It's doable, though. We've seen weirder things happen in basketball and high school sports, and we're getting a charge. That's a push offensive foul by Hewitt. That's a third turnover of the half, and it's Pittsville ball. 5:47 to go, 54-37 lead for the Port Edwards Blackhawks. Inbounds coming to Hardiner. He goes through the lane. He spins, puts up a shot nowhere near the basket. Pulled down by Hewitt. Hewitt over to Tranel. Tranel stops, little runner, and it circles the grain a couple times, goes down. That's another basket for Tranel, and it's a 56-35 Blackhawk advantage. 5.5 to go, turnover deep in the zone, and there's Martinson. He gets robbed of the lay-in by the hoop. Port still has the ball. Three on the way by Beck. Big three, two short, saved by Martinson, and bounced off the heads-up play by Martinson off the kneecaps of Hardiner. It bounces out of bounds, and it's Port ball. Inbounds coming for the Blackhawks. It's going to be Beck as substitutions going out there. Out goes Hewitt. In comes Baumgart, I believe. And we're back in business. 5 minutes to go, 56-37. Port ball, Orheim with it on the right side. Goes to his left, dribble between his legs, hand over to Beck. Beck being face guarded there by Zickert. As Port really working the ball around the perimeter, probably just trying to eat up some clock here. Beck with it in the paint, stops, trying to get around Zickert, fires up a shot off the glass. Good. First points of the second half there for Beck. Not really being needed on this offensive aspect of the game till this point. 4:30 to go. Pittsville trying to get something going here, but time is really running out, and there will be a foul called there as Tyler Martinson got a little physical. Not exactly what Port needed, but it's not a end-all. There is double-checking some names that have come in. You got Derek Grossman into the game now, and there's some substitutions being Mock, Parker, and Hewitt coming in for Martinson, Baumgart, and Orheim. So it'll be those three alongside Beck and Tranel. Pittsville to inbound the ball. 4.5 to go. Passing around. Zickert with it. Stops, pops, three bomb on the way. Rims out too long, too far to the left. Rebound, Mr. Hewitt. Passed over to Beck as Tranel now has it. He gets bumped. Last touched by Pittsville for 14 to go. Really kind of that 21-0 run to go over the first half of the first half of the second half, if that makes sense. Really kind of delivered the knockout punch that Port needed, and there's a whistle there. That's on the Panthers, their first of the second half.
Zickert, I believe, got called for that as he just kind of ran right through Josh.
Yes, and that's their first foul of the second half. Very clean game. I'm very impressed with that. Two teams that they're just playing the game. Pass down low. Parker count it. Parker got more points. That's his sixth in the second half, and it's a 60-37 Port lead. 4 minutes to go. This one's pretty much over with. If you want to look at it like this, don't want to rule out Pittsville. They're a good squad, but I just think it's too much for them to overcome as they pass the ball down low. Outside, Ben Friday, three bomb, no good. Pulled down by Hewitt, and Port's back on the attack.
They were down by two at half. Port Edwards was. They now lead it by 23.
The impressive second half effort by the Blackhawks. I'm very impressed. Very, very good to see that as they're going to be cycling in players, getting their starters out. So that's the last regular season home game here for the Blackhawks. We don't know the way the playoffs will go, but I would assume that they're going to be hosting their first game from what I know of the teams and how everything goes. So
14-8, you got a pretty good shot, right?
Yeah, you got a good shot.
It'll be 15-8 after tonight.
Yep, 15-8. So they might even move up a spot or two. They might. I think they're slated for about a 5 seed by my estimation. They can move up to a 4. They can do it. The number one clearly is Columbus Catholic. in the southwestern quadrant is where they will be playing. Max Michaels inbounds, pass on over to Orheim. Orheim stops right on the wing of the Blackhawk at center court. He goes to his right, pass on over that pass. Getting some of these new athletes, new faces in there.
Mr. Berner is
Mr.
first
Corbin Berner. And he passes around. It's Martinson with it. Pass out to Michaels. Michaels with it. Nice pass over to Orheim. Berner with it. And he gets it back to Orheim. Under three to go. Michaels with it down low to Baumgart. Baumgart off the glass. Count it good. First points of the game for Baumgart. Or second basket, excuse me. As it's 62-37. Dalton Darr with it on the near side. He's being guarded there by Baumgart.